It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back, KSL Outdoors Radio. We'll get to Fish Bites coming up here in just a minute with Navidomskis, and then more fishing conversation after the top of the hour news with Mike Slater from the DWR. He's the Central Region Sportfish Project Leader. We're kind of combining our road tripping segment this week, Russell, with a conversation about drones. And when I think about drones, I don't know anybody that plays with them more than Mark Wade.
Right.
And unfortunately, Bob Grove was not going to be able to be with us this week because he's got that gomboo that's going around that everybody's got. Both he and Susan were under the weather this week, so hopefully they're feeling a little bit better. But, Mark, thanks for agreeing to come on. I'm calling this segment Drones 101. You've been playing with them for a while now.
Well, you know, because of Bob and I, our work in the tourism world and the consulting world for tourism, we've been out and about doing things with drones for a lot of years. I worked with a crew 15 years ago that flew this 6-foot-long helicopter. That was the first drone I was aware of that you could use to shoot video with. And we shot video over Capitol Reef in that area 15 years ago using that. The batteries were as big as your car, you know, and it was just, it's come a long way, hasn't it?
Yeah, and especially when you think that people used to hire a professional cinematographer, really, with a $80,000 camera, and then had to rent a real helicopter by the hour to go get images that weren't even as good as the ones you get today.
Really come a long way in a short amount of time.
It has. But because of that, I think there is a whole lot of problems with it and people that really don't know what they're doing. You were just telling us off the air that you need to, or if you want to, you can take some kind of testing to get your official license to fly them.
Right. There are certain small drones that that don't require that. They have to be under a certain weight and size. But if you're going to fly them professionally, if you have a larger drone, then you should be licensed pilot. And otherwise, there are some very small drones that people can get, and they keep getting better and better and lighter and smaller, more portable, so that you can take them with you. But there's some P's and Q's, or some pros and cons to flying drones that you should be aware of. And we always suggest that you don't fly over other people, you don't fly over neighborhoods, you're not allowed now to fly over in national parks or state parks without special permission. And so you don't fly near airports or near aircraft. There's a lot of things that drone people should be aware of. You should not fly over 400 feet in elevation, so you don't put yourself in a space where other aircraft would be. Yeah. Lots of little things, but what's the great thing about drones? It's the angles that you get to see with a drone. It's like going out to the spiral jetty Great Salt Lake. You can't really see the spiral jetty from the ground very well, but you get up above it, you can, right?
Right.
And same is true of a place like out in Mars, where Bob and I go to a lot down in Capitol Reef. It's so incredible from the air, but not as impressive from the ground, but not like from the air.
Yeah. I know another one you wanted to mention, and I agree with this. We talk about harassment. Last week we were talking about shed antler season.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And how you don't want to harass animals because you see them starting to get ready to drop those antlers, that they're under stress. The same could be true with drones, Mark, that you can really be harassment to the endangerment of some of these animals.
They're very aware. They hear the sound. They can see the object in the air. Never fly over animals. Another thing that comes to mind, and this is very important, if there's a fire, you never fly over a fire. The planes are becoming in and out of there to put that fire out, and you can just be a hazard. And so, there's a lot of things you just shouldn't do. But if you fly properly and you learn the right way to fly a drone, then it can be a very beneficial thing for the right purpose.
The nice thing is there's so many other places to fly than the places you're restricted in. And I watch way too much YouTube, my wife would tell you that.
Yeah.
But it's just such a big difference between a YouTuber that's got a drone and one that doesn't. And even somebody that's a bad YouTuber on a drone, the videos come out so nice, you know. And so it's hard to compete, and that's why probably everybody that's doing photography now has to go to a drone at one time or another.
Well, Mark, you know this. It really has been a game changer for people that wanted to be podcasters slash right. blog sites slash travel sites, and your work, again, with different communities, different counties. It's a game changer because it changes the way you can tell stories. You don't just have to do it in words or still photos. You can do it with video these days.
Well, to give you an example, I was out on Scenic Byway 12 at about 9,000 feet just this last fall. I'm standing on a big curve where you could look out over off to the Henry Mountains and off into the distance. We're up in the forest where it's legal to fly. And the view of the sunrise coming up off in the distance, I could shoot a picture of myself standing in the foreground with a tripod trying to take pictures. And here's this drone getting video or pictures of me, and it could just be me. So, like you say, for podcasters and people who do things on social media, you can go out on your own and still get pictures of yourself doing what you're doing.
Yeah. I want you to share your story because I love the video and what you posted on your social media about your experience over in Hawaii, which is kind of funny but not funny. But so can you also help us with one more segment next half hour, and we'll share that part of the story?
Love to.
Okay. In the time we have left, though, you guys are doing a little transition with some of your social media right now. And I know you've been doing Utah Guide. You wanted to talk about that for just a minute.
Well, you know, we've always been known working with you the last 4 or 5 years, road tripping with Bob and Mark, right?
Yeah.
And so we have a website called roadtrippingwithbobandmark.com. It's a little lengthy. And we hope people can remember it. Lately, the last half a year, we've been trying to transition to a photography and videography site we have called Utah Photogs. But we realize that's, what is a photog, you know, and with an S on the end of it, it's hard to appreciate. We have a website that we've transitioned all of our work to. It's called UtahGuide.com. Very simple, UtahGuide.com. And there's social media. We have 19,000 followers on Instagram and about 12 on Facebook. And you can go there and to our YouTube channel. You can watch these drone videos like Russ loves to watch, right? And you can read all about Utah on this website, UtahGuide.com. You'll find hundreds of pages of good information there.
All right, we've got a break because Navi's going to give us a pretty intensive rundown of Alaska river options and fish bites. So, Mark, if you can, we'll reconnect in the next half hour, and I want to have you share the story because the video is pretty funny, actually, of your experience in Hawaii. We'll talk more drones next half hour. Stay with us. More of KSL Outdoors Radio coming up.